We're going to stay with the climate talks now because, as we've been discussing, 150 world leaders were there at the opening statements, and the gathering aims to see nations come to an agreement that will cap temperature growth at 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial revolution levels. Addressing the audience at that opening statements, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told world leaders that the future of the planet is in their hands.
This is a pivotal moment for the future of your countries, your people, and our common home, our planet. You can no longer delay. Let me be clear. The fate of a Paris Agreement rests with you. The future of your people, the future of the people of the world, the future of our planet is in your hands. We cannot afford indecision.
Spectre of Copenhagen hangs over these talks, I think. That's the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. The US President Barack Obama, in his statements, he was the first to pay tribute to the victims of the recent terror attacks in Paris. He also urged leaders to commit to strong action to tackle global warming, saying the world is at a turning point in this fight against climate change.
We have come to Paris to show our resolve. We offer our condolences to the people of France for the barbaric attacks on this beautiful city. We stand united in solidarity, not only to deliver justice to the terrorist network responsible for those attacks, but to protect our people and uphold the enduring values that keep us strong and keep us free. And we salute the people of Paris for insisting this crucial conference go on, an act of defiance that proves nothing will deter us from building the future we want for our children. What greater rejection of those who would tear down our world than marshaling our best efforts to save it? Nearly 200 nations have assembled here this week, a declaration that for all the challenges we face, the growing threat of climate change could define the contours of this century more dramatically than any other. And what should give us hope that this is a turning point, that this is the moment we finally determined we would save our planet, is the fact that our nations share a sense of urgency about this challenge and a growing realization that it is within our power to do something about it.
That's the US President Barack Obama pledging urgency, though the Chinese President Xi Jinping was also talking about fairness. He said tackling climate change is a shared mission for mankind, but he made it clear that poorer nations should not have to sacrifice economic growth.
We should create a future of win-win cooperation with each country making contribution to the best of its ability. The Paris Conference should reject the narrow-minded mentality of zero-sum game and call on all countries, the developed countries in particular, to assume more shared responsibilities for win-win outcomes.
Chinese President Xi Jinping speaking through an interpreter there at the opening summit, leaders summit of the climate change talks in Paris, and now the work begins.